Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're jumping into a really specific financial tool. It's an earned benefit designed just for veterans and service members who, you know, already have a VA mortgage. We're talking about the VA Interest Rate Reduction Refinance Loan, or, well, the VAIRRL.
Yeah, that's quite a mouthful. Most folks just call it the VA Streamline Refinance, which honestly says it all. And our mission for this deep dive is really to unpack how current VA borrowers can use this thing, especially thinking about Florida.
Right, Florida. High growth, lots of variability, home to, what, 1.5 million veterans?
Exactly. Right. So how can they use the IRRL to maybe get some housing stability quicker or lower their payments, simplify things a bit, basically cut through the usual red tape?
That Florida angle is so important. It's not like some quiet, stable market. You've got values jumping around, people moving in constantly, and those killer variable costs, coastal insurance, HOAs going up.
Absolutely. So the IRRL, you can think of it like a shortcut for veteran homeowners. It helps them adjust their long-term finances fast, reacting to those outside pressures.
Okay. Let's break it down right from the start. Someone listening might have heard the term, maybe IRRL or streamline, but what is it fundamentally?
At its core, it's simple. A refinance tool just for people who already have VA entitlement linked to their current VA home loan. So we're talking veterans, active duty, guard, reserve, military retirees, and certain surviving spouses. The absolute must-have is that existing VA loan.
That's the gatekeeper then. You can't use this to, say, take your conventional loan or an FHA loan and suddenly make it a VA loan. Strictly VA to VA.
Precisely. And the main goal here is improving the loan's structure. It wasn't set up for pulling cash out. It's about stabilizing your rate, maybe dropping the payment, or changing the loan term, like moving from an adjustable rate to a fixed one you can count on.
Okay, that leads right into maybe the biggest point of confusion for people, the IRRL versus the VA cash out refinance. How should someone think about choosing between those two? Strategically, I mean.
Yeah, that's a common question. It boils down to one main trade-off. Simplicity versus, well, cash. Liquidity. The IRRL is laser-focused on improving the loan structure, so the rule is ironclad. No cash back, period. You can't tap into your home equity with this one.
So if you need cash, maybe consolidate debt, pay for school, whatever, you have to go the cash-out route.
That's right. But choosing the cash means more hoops to jump through. The cash-out usually needs a full appraisal, plus all the income and job verification, kind of like when you first bought the place.
Ah, so the IRRL lets you skip a lot of that hassle.
Exactly. Speed and ease instead of cash in hand. Kind of forces you to prioritize the long-term health of the loan's structure.
Let's dig into that streamlined part more. What makes it so fast? For someone listening who, you know, dreads mountains of paperwork and waiting weeks, what's the secret sauce?
Well, there are two main things that speed it up. First, much less paperwork, because look, you've already proven you can handle a VA loan, right?
Yeah.
So the lender often doesn't need to re-verify everything about your income and job.
Okay, that makes sense. And the second thing?
The second one is huge, especially in crazy markets.
Yeah.
Often, no appraisal is needed. Now, that depends a bit on the lender and your specifics, but skipping the appraisal is a major time saver.
Wow, no appraisal. In a place like Florida, where home values can swing wildly, that sounds like a massive benefit. Why is skipping that appraisal such a big deal right now?
Think about the risk it removes. Let's say you're in an area where prices shot up super fast, or maybe they dipped after a storm. Your home might suddenly appraise for less than you owe.
Right. Being underwater or having an appraisal gap, that kills a normal refi.
Exactly. It can stop it cold. The IRRL, by often waiving the appraisal, just takes that whole risk off the table. It lets you focus on getting that better rate or term without worrying if the current market weirdness will block you.
Makes sense. But even with less paperwork, it's still a government-backed loan program. There must be some required documents, right? They don't just hand these out.
Oh, absolutely. Streamline doesn't mean zero documentation. You'll definitely need your current mortgage statement, you know, basic ID like a driver's license. And you need proof of your VA entitlement, which is usually your certificate of eligibility or COE. But often the lender already has that on file electronically from your original loan.
Okay, standard stuff. But you mentioned a really important detail earlier, especially for military folks, the occupancy rule.
Yes. This is, I think, a really critical nuance. You do have to sign an occupancy certification form.
Okay.
But here's the key. It's backward looking. It confirms the property was your primary home when you first got the VA loan you're now refinancing.
Ah, so not necessarily where you live right now.
Exactly. You do not have to be currently living in the house to do an IRRL.
That's huge for military families. I mean, think about someone who got PCS orders, moved away, and is now renting out their house near, say, MacDill in Tampa. Normally, VA loans are for primary residences.
Right. But the IRRL recognizes that military life means moving. This exception lets veterans who are now landlords for their previous home still use this refinance benefit. They earned it, even if they're stationed overseas or moved for another reason. It's incredibly valuable flexibility.
Okay, let's shift gears a bit to the money side, the financial mechanics. We know it can lower payments, but what are the strategic goals people use an IRRLO for?
The biggest one is probably stability, especially if you have an adjustable rate mortgage, an ARM. Rates have been moving around. Switching that ARM to a stable, predictable, fixed-rate loan, that's a primary driver for a lot of people.
Peace of mind, basically.
Totally. Beyond that, people look at the loan term. Maybe you're doing well financially and want to pay the house off faster, so you shorten a 30-year loan to a 20 or 15-year, build equity quicker.
Or the opposite, right?
Or the opposite. Maybe things are a bit tight or costs like insurance went up. You could take a 15-year loan and stretch it back out to 30 years. The payment drops significantly, giving you breathing room in the monthly budget.
Now, closing costs. Refinancing always has costs. How does the IRRRL handle those? Do you need to bring cash to closing?
That's another convenient part. Often, no. Depending on your situation and the lender, the closing costs can usually be rolled right into the new loan amount.
So less cash needed up front.
Exactly. Reduces that out-of-pocket expense, which really fits the whole streamlined idea. It just makes it easier to get done.
But wait, if you roll the costs in, you're borrowing more money, right? That increases your loan balance. How does that work with the goal of, say, lowering payments?
Ah, yes, that's the crucial point. It's convenient, but it's not free money. You are adding to your principal. This is where the VA has a key rule. The refinance must provide a clear financial benefit to the borrower.
A clear benefit. What does that actually mean in practice?
It means the math has to work out. The savings you get from the lower interest rate have to clearly outweigh the extra cost of those rolled-in fees and the slightly higher loan balance. If it doesn't pencil out to show you're better off financially, the lender can't approve the loan.
So that rule protects the veteran, making sure the refi actually helps them.
It does. It's an important safeguard. And related to costs, we should mention the VA funding fee.
Right, that fee helps keep the VA loan program running. How does it apply here?
Well, for a cash-out refi, the funding fee can be pretty substantial. But for an IRRL, it's much lower, typically just 0.5% of the loan amount. And that fee can also usually be rolled into the loan, just like the other closing costs. It gets factored into that whole clear financial benefit calculation.
Okay, so lower fee can be rolled in. Good to know. Now, since we're talking rates, costs, benefits, things that vary a lot from person to person, we need that compliance disclaimer.
Absolutely essential. Everyone listening needs to understand mortgage rates, the APR, your final payment, it's all highly personalized. Depends on your credit, the property, how much you're borrowing, and what the market's doing that day. Rates change constantly, sometimes multiple times a day. And yes, rolling costs in is convenient, but refinancing can add finance charges to your loan balance. So treat this conversation as a guide, but always, always talk to a licensed loan officer to get an accurate quote for your specific situation.
Great advice. Okay, let's bring it all back to Florida. We've talked about the speed, the potential, no appraisal, the occupancy, flexibility. How do these specific features play out in Florida's, well, let's call it dynamic environment? It's more than just a generic refi there, right?
Oh, definitely. In Florida, the IRRL becomes a real stabilization tool against some unique pressures. You see it used differently depending on where you are in the state. Like, take Tampa around MacDill Air Force Base. That area has seen huge growth, rapid home value increase.
Yeah, prices went crazy there for a while.
Exactly. So that no appraisal option, it's gold there. A veteran wants to lock in a lower fixed rate. They can potentially do it fast without worrying that a wonky appraisal in that fluctuating market could screw things up. Comps change so fast.
Okay, makes sense for Tampa. What about up in Northeast Florida, Jacksonville? Big Navy town, NASJAX, Mayport.
Right. Huge military presence.
Yeah.
In Jacksonville, I think the big play is stability. We see a lot of IRLs used there to get people out of adjustable rate mortgages and into fixed rates. Think about it, long deployments, family budgets.
Yeah.
Knowing your mortgage payment is locked in, predictable no matter what, that kind of certainty is incredibly valuable. It takes rate worries off the table.
Good point. Then there's Central Florida, Orlando, lots of veterans there, maybe not directly tied to a base, but dealing with those surprise HOA hikes and crazy insurance bills.
Yeah, Orlando and similar spots, the IRRL often feels like a direct counterpunch to rising living costs you can't control. Your insurance jumps 20%, HOA fees go up. What can you control?
Right.
Your mortgage payment, potentially. So they use the streamlined refi to get a lower rate, maybe adjust the term, just to create some breathing room in the budget to absorb those other rising costs without, you know, totally upending their finances. It's a balancing act.
And down south, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, coastal insurance must be a nightmare.
It's a huge factor. In South Florida, honestly, the IRRL is often about basic housing affordability survival. People use it aggressively to optimize that mortgage payment. They'll refi to get the lowest possible rate, maybe even extend the loan term back out, specifically to offset those massive unpredictable jumps in property taxes and especially coastal insurance premiums. It's a critical tool just to stay afloat in a really high-cost area.
Okay, so putting it all together, the ideal person for an IRL sounds like a current VA borrower who really values predictability, wants to save time, avoid hassle, and is focused strategically on making their loan structure healthier for the long run. Maybe especially someone who had to PCS and is now renting out their property.
That sums it up perfectly. They're choosing that long-term structural health and simplicity over getting quick access to equity.
Which really brings us to the wrap-up here. The main takeaway seems to be that the VA IRRL isn't just another refi option. It's a targeted tool, an earned benefit designed to respect a veteran's time, simplify things, and boost long-term financial stability without a ton of paperwork.
Exactly. And because it forces that focus on structural health rate, term, payment, by completely prohibiting cash out, it does raise an interesting question for you listeners to think about. How does that intentional limitation, choosing only to improve the loan structure and not touching your equity right now, change how you approach long-term financial planning? Especially in a volatile market like Florida's. Does prioritizing that stability over immediate liquidity maybe build a stronger, more sustainable financial foundation over time? Something to consider.